nothing about it. If nothing is done, as far as I'm concerned, the widow, the Ledoux widow, should sue not only Bobby Jack's Trucking, the broker, or Daniel Mao, they should sue the state and every individual responsible for neglecting this industry. And we, you have your constituents, I have mine. We have an obligation to do something about it, and it's not simply rolling in weights and measures to DOT. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Any questions? My understanding is, Commissioner, that you and Mr. Slama are going to meet on Monday. Is that?
That's correct.
Is that correct? Okay, good. Charles McGee, did you want to testify? And Charles, we're running out of time. We have to give up the room, so if you could keep it real short, please.
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
As you know, last year I filed a complaint. My name is Charles McGee, for the record. I filed a complaint with police officers, committee meeting or whatever they referred themselves to, and I technically am against the transfer of weights and measures. You know my position.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. McGee.
Think, you know your position. RICO, because of this executive order.
Okay, thank you very much. That concludes it. Anybody else want to testify on this particular executive order today? That'll conclude testimony on that. That still leaves in front of us Senate Bill 254. Senator Sharp.
I move Senate Bill 254 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Without objection, Senate Bill 254 is moved out of committee with individual recommendations. And that concludes the Labor and Commerce meeting for today. Meeting adjourned.